Welcome to the Blockchain Life with your host, Wall Street Journal and USA Today's best-selling author, Carrie Oberbrunner. In each episode, we explore relevant topics that help you keep your world connected and protected. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Let's begin.
The world has changed. Are you still trying to reach people the same way? If you are, you're like most people. And unfortunately, you're going to be left behind. This is why at the Igniting Souls Conference 2022, we are taking an absolute deep dive and showing authors, entrepreneurs, and influencers how to leverage the new internet to grow their book, brand, and business. All the information is at ignitingsoulsconference.com. Get your ticket today because there are limited seats. And right now, it's the super early bird. Hope to see you there. Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. This is Blockchain Life Podcast. I have to set up my special guest with you folks. Listen, I've only been chatting with him for about 10 minutes, but I did meet him the other day on a mutual, let's just call it a webinar. And he was teaching and I thought, oh my gosh, this guy is amazing. I need to reach out. And so immediately I reached out to the host and said, we need to get you on. Tell us, first of all, I do not want to butcher your name. People butcher my name all the time. So tell us the right pronunciation of your name.
Yeah, so it is Sharad Agarwal. I'm originally from India, and Agarwal is the extent that we have more than 100,000 people with that surname.
So are you serious?
It's a big community. And so Sharad Agarwal, that's me.
Oh, perfect. Well, I went on your website and I did a lot of research because it's fascinating. And I encourage everybody to go to his website because at the very bottom, you're going to see something called Glossary of Terms. And I don't even think it's an opt-in. I think you just like give it away without any, you know, email exchange. But I quickly shared it with my whole team. And I said, hey, team, you need to look at these terms. It's taken me a year to learn a lot of them. And there were some of them that I said, ooh, I don't even know. So you have this cool three iteration stage of your business. Tell us the .com, the .ai, and I believe it's .io.
Yes.
And I think that's symbolic of Sharad going web one, web two, web three. Give us that because that'll really help. And maybe I'll even share a screen here with some of your websites. It's CyberGear.
Yeah, cyber-gear.io. That's our latest venture.
Okay.
And to give you a little historical perspective, it was in 96 January. I happened to be holidaying in LA. And just opposite the hotel that we were staying, there was this very big Internet World exhibition happening. Mm. And out of curiosity, I went there. And I saw 300 companies exhibiting internet-related stuff. This is January 1996, 26 years back. Internet had just started. And I was so fascinated by what I saw. I came back to Dubai, I think, just a week later, resigned from my corporate job, and decided to start CyberGear, a digital agency. And, you know, it was... all my friends thought I had gone nuts. How can you resign a well-paying corporate job and just plunge into an area which is so uncertain, nobody knows anything? But I guess it was the gut feel. And now looking back, of course, it's been a tremendous journey to have been here right from the beginning. And, the first few months we spent in educating the market, telling them what the internet was all about. And interestingly, my first PowerPoint presentation, the title was Top 10 Reasons Why You Should Have a Website.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that is literally what I said. You know, you've been around a little bit longer than me. I was 1 year out of high school in 96, but not too much longer. And the point is that back in the 90s, people were literally saying, why should I have a website? And you created a PowerPoint show on that. Today, people are saying, why should I have a metaverse strategy?
Yeah, so my PowerPoint title has changed just by one word. Instead of websites, I say top 10 reasons why you should be in the metaverse.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's 1996 all over again. Except, you know, Kerry, interestingly, it took 26 years for the web as we know it to evolve from those crazy dial-up days with low bandwidth to today watching Netflix on the internet. It took 26 years. And metaverse technologies are so new. We have to give it time.
Yes.
So people need to put some perspective.
Yes.
Because I hear in a lot of, you know, panels, Web3 is a hype. Is it going to be a reality? What does it offer to people? How does it help humanity?
Yeah.
I mean, it is early days. It's all going to fall in place. All these questions will be answered in time.
That's right. That's so true. And you and I were even chatting before we started, and this is the beauty of, I think this is why the 26 years, and maybe I'm too aggressive, but I think it's only going to take 26 months. Okay. And I know I'm pretty good. Maybe you agree, but here's why, because we are now building upon a previous layer. So the fact that I was able to be less than a week ago, or maybe 2 weeks ago, I don't know exactly, but I was on a webinar. I heard Sherrod. The webinar was legitimately called, folks, and we're going to promote her and her. She's going to be on the show soon, but it's Annalise, right? And it's called Your Global Village.
Yes.
So I want to tell everyone, like, the people who are cool in this area, Sherrod, one of them, he's networking, he's connecting. In other words, it's not this whole like, hey, I'm against you, which 26 years ago, we kind of were like that. 26 years ago, it was like, whoa, why should I trust you? And why should I partner with you in this web world? We don't even know what it is. And now people are saying, look, I'm already connected because of social media. So the fact that you're in Dubois, and the fact that I'm in Ohio, and the fact that we're talking together, and in 5 minutes, I said, look, my capability is publishing and marketing books. And you said, my capability is marketing in the metaverse. And already it's like, we're going to take this to the moon. So talk about what's different. Why is now different than 96?
Okay, very simply put, I'll give you an example of something that we are on to right now.
Okay.
When COVID happened 2 years back, I launched a platform called onlywebinars.com.
I saw
I saw the need for having a platform for having communications, because people were working from home, right? Pretty much all of us. And we needed to reach out to people and communicate. So when I launched this platform, I remember our first webinar, we had two panelists and probably 25 people in the audience.
Okay.
And Kerry, last evening, we hosted a webinar called Demystifying Web3. We had 1,200 registrations from 72 countries.
Oh,
just look at the exponential growth. We now have a community which is 14,000 plus. These are people who've attended our past webinars. I've hosted north of 60 webinars in 2 years. And in the
Hold on. You, how many webinars?
60 webinars.
60?
Yes.
And how big is your community?
14,000 plus.
14,000. And what did I just join? I love it. What's it called? The Meta what? Meta Shapers.
Yeah. That's another initiative of ours, which is to create this community of like-minded people in the blockchain space, in the metaverse, NFT, Web3, UI, UX, investors, enthusiasts, beginners. So it's all about educating people and bringing them up to speed so that then we can have a conversation at that same level.
And I looked at LinkedIn. I mean, I'll admit I did study you quite a bit, because I just knew. You can tell, you know, when you're in the space and you hear the voice of clarity, you say, that person knows what they're talking about. You have over 30,000 LinkedIn followers. I know they're not following you because they like your glasses. No, they probably do. But why are they following you? What are you offering the world right now that the whole world is saying, like, I got to listen in?
Yeah, so I'm quite active on LinkedIn, and probably that's how I've built this following. It's been done over the years. I mean, there's no magic bullet.
But you're giving value.
Yeah, I try and give them value. And, you know, this is a true story which I recounted in yesterday's webinar. A very good friend of mine called me last week and said, dude, is everything okay? I said, yeah, absolutely. But why do you ask? He says, man, day before, I didn't see you on LinkedIn.
Ooh.
Can you imagine? People are used to seeing my posts every couple of hours, which are all educational. And it's not that I'm creating content all the time on my own. I try and do that, but it has its limitations because my day job is kind of slightly different. So yeah. I'm all the time scanning the news and seeing, you know, which are the stories that are creating headlines, and more importantly, which are the stories that are creating an impact.
Oh,
because I like to call myself an impact entrepreneur.
Ooh,
I'm done with the commercial side of things. I've had a few good years in Dubai in Web 1, Web 2. And now for me, Web 3 is giving back.
Wow. Wow. So talk to my audience, because a lot of them, here's what they are: authors, entrepreneurs, and influencers. And a lot of them, I'm not insulting them, because if they've hung with me now since December, we have, I think, over 30 episodes. So they're starting to learn now. But in the very beginning, I would have said Web3, NFTs, all these things, their minds would have like blown up. Now they're getting more savvy. But talk to us about why a business needs a metaverse strategy. And if they don't, just like in 96, if they're like, I don't need a website, what's going to happen to businesses if they do jump into the pool? And what's going to happen if they don't?
Simple, very simple answer. So technology is coming at us like a tsunami. Like a tsunami. You have two options. Either you be a leader and brace yourself by educating yourself, or hiring some smart people who know this stuff, because you can't do everything on your own.
Sure.
But now is the time to take a deep dive into everything metaverse related. So that's your first option, to be a leader. Second option is to be a follower. And then it'll be too late, because your competition would have had the market and you will be a late entrant and you will lose out. So it's a Hobson's choice.
Wow.
You just have to get into it, and don't worry about the technology of it. Web 3 is a mindset.
Ooh.
Forget the blockchain. Forget all the technologies. Web 3 is a mindset.
Oh my gosh.
It's a mindset of collaboration.
I'm writing that down.
It's a mindset of collaboration, not competition. And if you work with that mindset, then you are going to succeed, because you will build a very strong community.
That,
and in the metaverse, there will be everybody. Eventually, everybody in every industry will be in the metaverse. Just like, you know, in the web stuff, everybody has a website. Every self-respecting person has a website today. And so it will be in the metaverse down the road. But if you are the first, right, you will have the first mover advantage. You will start building your community now, because that takes time. Community building is key to succeeding in the metaverse. And you have to build your own community. You cannot buy a community. You cannot suddenly inherit a community.
Yeah.
You've got to start now. And of course, you can connect with a lot of gatekeepers of communities. So then you can onboard or reach out to them. So there are smart ways of building a community. And community has to be nurtured and nourished along the way. So let's say you got 2,000 people to be part of your community, but you did not create any engagement. They will go away. They will join another community where they find that they are growing, they are learning. So a very important facet of community building is to provide good content on an ongoing basis in an engaging way. And listening to people, very important in community building is listening to people. I know a lot of people who talk, and they don't even know if the other person is getting it or not. So you need to listen. You need to find out from people where they are and speak their language. And when they reach your level, then you know you are striking a chord. You are on the same page, same frequency. And then there's harmony. And in the communities that I'm involved in, there is such an outpouring of love. It's unbelievable. My last 5 posts and people are sending me hugs from countries I didn't even know existed on the planet. So it cuts all barriers, yeah.
You're onto that. You're onto that because a couple things. I'm just gonna say it. I'm gonna say that I kicked butt in Web 2. I'm just gonna say it. I kicked butt in Web 2, and then Web 3 comes along, and I know nothing. And a lot of my colleagues who kicked butt in Web 2, they're clinging on to the past. You can see it. They're scared to death, but online they're posting a very good game, and yet they're scared to death because the ROI is not the same. The pixeling of the ads is not the same. The iOS updates change everything, and they're drowning. But you just nailed it. You said that the Web3 community, I wrote this down. I'm going to make a t-shirt. Web3 is not technology. Web3 is a mindset. Oh my gosh. You got to write that. Somebody smart said that. You. But seriously, that's amazing. That is it in a nutshell, that Web3 is a mindset. And I truly believe it. And this is why a lot of people, you're right, they throw up their hands. They're like, I don't know how to get a digital wallet. I don't know how to buy crypto. I don't know I don't know how to do X, Y, Z. But you said that the community, if you share that you need help, and I found this to be true, they jump in.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Gerard, I think I know why. I think that part of it's selfless and part of it's selfish. If the Web3 community realizes that billions more onboard to Web3, they win too.
Yeah.
But the selfless is that they were once stuck like we are.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this. Where are you building your community? In your own portal? Is that the Meta Shapers?
Yeah, so Meta Shapers is just one of the platforms. The other thing I'm doing is I have a weekly fireside chat show called Meet the Metapreneur. And Metapreneur is a term I would like to believe I coined because I didn't find it on Google. And I combine Metaverse and Entrepreneur to create Metapreneur.
I love it.
So my program is called Meet the Metapreneur. Every week, I pick on one successful person in this industry. And successful does not mean they are making money. Because I have a concept which is quite contrarian to ROI. I call it ROE, which is return on engagement.
Oh, that's good.
So in Web3, ROE comes before ROI.
Wow. Return on engagement.
Yeah. So you need to invest in relationships.
Wow.
And in giving more than you are taking.
Mm.
And then ROI will follow. It has to. Because if there are people who are going to give back because you have been, bringing them to the ecosystem, you are the one who's helping them build relationships, build businesses, then ROI will follow. So a lot of business people I talk to in the first meeting ask me, what will be my ROI for getting into the metaverse? It's an unfair question.
It's a result of the ROE.
Yes. ROE, if you achieve, ROI will follow. Has to.
So good. That's so good.
Because your community is going to generate the revenue for you. You don't need 100 salespeople in Web3. Maybe in Web1 you had to. But now everything, you know, the whole concept of communication has changed. And in my opinion, even emails will be gone in a couple of years. There will be no concept of emails. Just like there are no faxes and there's no new methods of communication will come up. I mean, I'm more on WhatsApp. I send my invoices on WhatsApp. I send my proposals on WhatsApp. I fix my meetings on WhatsApp. I share documents on WhatsApp. If somebody sends me an email, I say, you are so old school. Yeah, and even Zoom will disappear, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because people will have meetings in the metaverse. There are many platforms. There's Mootup.com. There is YouAreNowhere.com. There's Journey. I mean, so many are coming up. And you know what? A lot of editorial boards of newspapers are having their morning meetings in the metaverse. It's all changing. And you know, the very interesting thing, when you look at the larger picture, why metaverse, right? We said, why should one enter the metaverse? Because metaverse is going to give a new lifeline to many dying brands or industries for that matter. Look at newspapers. In Dubai, the subscriptions of newspapers have fallen by 50% year on year.
Wow.
Because people are not buying physical newspapers. One, they don't have the time to read cover by cover. It's not good for the planet, right? In terms of sustainability, all the paper that's consumed. And they get their news faster through social media and elsewhere.
That's right.
So newspapers, if they don't pivot now, not just to digital, but to the metaverse, where you offer news in an immersive way, which is more interesting. You offer 3D advertising to your sponsors, which is more interesting. And then you will see, once you have built that community, because they already have a subscription base, right? They have their mobile numbers, their emails. So they create a presence in the metaverse. They reach out to them and start onboarding them and create some kind of NFT as a gate pass, like a subscription model, for them then to be part of your community. And once you onboarded a sizable community, that's it. You don't do business the old way, and a lot of opportunities will happen, and you will start doing global business. My local newspapers here look at only at the local market, which just doesn't make sense anymore.
I've heard Dubois is way on board with this. I mean, I've heard that as a country, you all are just jumping in. I mean, I've had friends visit and they've said it's unbelievable. So why do you think your country is blowing up in this way?
Yeah, because I think largely it has to do with the leaders in the country. They have a vision. And unlike some of our neighboring countries, which are cash rich, but they'd rather, you know, just lead a comfortable life rather than build the infrastructure, we are very, what should I say? We have the best infrastructure. It's a city on steroids. If I go on vacation for a month and come back to Dubai, there are some new flyovers and some skyscrapers. And I'm like, what just happened here? So it's a city really that's growing exponentially, both in terms of construction and in terms of technology. And the government has already mandated that in the next couple of years, every government department has to set up shop in the metaverse in a seamless way. So people don't even have to go visiting any office anymore. And there'll be seamless interactions with one single identity, which today is a problem in Web2. Right? In Twitter, I have one profile. In LinkedIn, I have another and another. Yep. If one of them shuts down, my content is gone.
Yep.
So Web3, therefore, on blockchain keeps it consistent and we own it. So I think the whole world is going to change dramatically in the next couple of years in the way we work, in the way we live, in the work we play, in the way we shop. And that's why I say it's a mindset shift, because a lot of the older generation people just can't fathom that, you know, tomorrow there will be no newspapers, or, you know, the old ways of doing business will change on their head.
This is amazing. So here's what I'm going to do. One, I'm going to bring up your website, and I know we gotta land the plane here in the next 5 minutes, but let's bring up your website and let's tell people how to get involved. Because you can already tell folks, I shared a second ago, I'm already in Meta Shapers. I already have my profile. I already am set up just because I surfed around a little bit on your website. But the website in and of itself is amazing for education. I mentioned the glossary. I think that's at the bottom.
Yeah.
So yeah, here's the glossary at the bottom. Download all these things, everyone. But what else should we do off this website?
Yeah, right. You should look at our forthcoming webinars. If you just scroll a little bit up, you will see the forthcoming webinars. We have lots of them in July. Free to register, free to attend. You just need to, you know, click on these, choose a subject of your liking right here. Yeah. So our next one is.
I did sign up for almost all of them.
No, that's great, because, you know, I sincerely believe we are generating good content.
Oh, yeah.
And people need to, and we also do podcasts. So, you know, people can choose what works for them. So the next one, for example, is on 6th of July. And we are discussing mindfulness in the metaverse. Mindfulness in the metaverse. I think this is a big deal, because this topic is neglected. Not many people are, you know, discussing this.
Yeah.
And so I have a panel of 6 experts from different parts of the world. And they will be sharing best practices, their life's learnings, and how in the metaverse they are going to make it safe. So I'm talking to a company today, which is out of Australia,
okay,
which is building an algorithm to keep people safe in the metaverse.
Love
and
it.
You know how they're doing it, Kerry? It's very interesting.
How?
They have tied up with Disney World in Florida, because Disney World knows how to keep people safe.
Interesting.
They've been doing this for years. So they are taking their best practices, putting them in the metaverse with certain algorithms, and then this functionality can be ported onto any other metaverse, which will keep people safe. It's such a big deal. It's such a big deal. Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to do, folks. I'm going to make a big ask. I've never asked anyone online to do this, but I have a conference coming, and I'll always ask people at the end when we're offline, because I want them to be able to say no. But I want to put pressure on you, my friend, because you are just amazing. And I know our people need you. So Annalise is, I believe, speaking. But anyway, the world has changed. Are you trying to reach your people the same way? Anyway, this is our conference. We've been doing it for 12 years. Lots of big people. You know Dan Sullivan of Strategic Coach?
No, I haven't come across him, but I'll be happy to.
If you could speak on the metaverse, I mean, Casper Labs, you know, there's a lot of people that you're going to, Award Pool, Lee Richter, NFTs. But I think if you could speak on the metaverse, I think our community would, number one, love you. Number two, join you. I mean, that's part of it. Like, I'm pointing to Sherrod. I don't do this often. I don't say, hey, follow this guy. Or whatever way I'm pointing. There you go. But I'm following you because I'm like, yes, I know about this much. He knows about this much. I got to follow him. So do you think you could speak virtually for the conference?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have my presentations ready because I'm speaking. By the way, I spoke this past weekend at the Gulf News conference here. Gulf News is the largest newspaper in the Gulf. And they had a conference. I did the keynote there.
Oh,
it was called Virtual is the New Real. That was my
your book title. Yeah. I love
Which
it.
Is also my book title, yes. And next week, I'm talking about, rather this coming weekend, on Metaverse for Business.
This is
amazing. I'm going to give 30 case studies in different industries, in the news business, in the events business, in the healthcare, in the hospitality, entertainment, all of it.
Wow. This is amazing. This is so good. Okay. Well, you're going to see a little uptick with your attendance of MetaShapers. I'm speaking at 12 p.m. on Web3 for a small group of our community. I'm going to push them all over your way. And I love that you lead with value. I love that you're not like, hey, you know, you got to talk to me. It's $29.95 per minute, you know, that type of thing. Anyway, you are amazing. Your link, your main link is cyber-gear.io. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, stick around for 60 seconds after I hang up here, but it was a blast to talk to you today.
Likewise.
Thanks for listening to Blockchain Life. We hope today's conversation ignited your soul and inspired your mind. Post your comments in a podcast review on iTunes or your platform of choice. We read every single review because your thoughts matter to us. Please share this episode with a friend. We look forward to seeing you again on the next episode.